Namaste. Greetings. Does the burden of work and daily life leave you feeling drained and lethargic at times? Do you find yourself needing multiple cups of caffeinated beverages to keep you going? In today's yoga practice, we're going to experiment with a healthier way to bring alertness and enthusiasm into our day. Superconscious living exercises are a simple yet effective and fun series of movements with affirmations meant for just this purpose. Give yourself some space to move by pushing your chair away from the desk. You can even stand up if you'd like, or stay seated as you move arms and legs for marching in place, really lifting the knees, swinging the arms with vigorous movement, affirming out loud, "I am awake and ready. I 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 am awake and ready." Now make fists with your hands as you bring them to your chest. Thrust them out to the sides with the affirmation, "I am positive." Bring hands back to chest and then extend them in front of you with the affirmation, "Energetic." Bring hands back to chest, then fling them high above your head with the affirmation, "Enthusiastic." Relax your arms to the sides. Do this several times. First hands to chest, out to sides, "I am positive." Back to chest and in front, "Energetic." Back to chest and overhead, "Enthusiastic." Down to your sides. Again, "I am positive." "Energetic." "Enthusiastic." "I am positive." "Energetic." "Enthusiastic." Good. I hope you're smiling as you do these, even if part of your mind doesn't feel like being happy. Remember, if we engage the will in our effort to be energetic and cheerful, turning the corners of the mouth upward will be easier. And that simple movement will help our minds cooperate with greater alertness and joy. For the next exercise, wrap your knuckles lightly on arms, torso, legs, affirming, "I am master of my body. I am master of myself." This one is good for reinforcing the idea that it takes effort and willpower to be energetic and full of vitality under all circumstances. Keep rapping and repeating, "I am master of my body. I am master of myself. I am master of my body. I am master of myself." Now, using the palmar surface of the hands, briskly rub arms, chest, abdomen, legs, all over your body, just like taking a cool, refreshing shower and scrubbing your body to wake yourself up, affirming, "Awake, rejoice, my body cells. Awake, rejoice, my body cells. Awake, rejoice, my body cells." The next exercise helps us to coach our thought processes to tune into a higher consciousness. Wrap your skull lightly with the knuckles as you affirm, "Be glad, my brain, be wise and strong." Move the wrapping to all different parts of the scalp, continuing to affirm, "Be glad, my brain, be wise and strong. Be glad, my brain, be wise and strong." Once more, "Be glad, my brain, be wise and strong." Then use the fingertips to massage the scalp in small circles, moving to different areas while affirming, "Awake, my sleeping children, awake. Awake, my sleeping children, awake." Our sleeping children are brain cells and parts of our consciousness that lie dormant most of the time. If we could engage more of our potential awareness, we would live with a greater sense of vibrancy and expansiveness. "Awake, my sleeping children, awake. Awake, my sleeping children, awake." Now sit for a moment at the edge of your chair, feet flat on the floor, palms turned upward in your lap, with eyes closed, celebrating your rediscovered attunement with the source of all strength, alertness, and awareness. Bring this alertness into a yoga posture called Navasana, boat pose. Keeping your spine tall and lengthened, shift your weight by leaning the torso back so that you're balancing on the back of your sitting bones and the front of your tailbone. Then using the hands for support under the thighs, lift your feet off the floor a few inches, so that torso and thighs make the shape of a V. You can keep the toes on the floor if lifting the feet is too much of a struggle, or for more of a challenge, release the support of your hands. But find a position where you can focus on life force in the breath, sustaining you as you breathe smoothly and evenly, engaging the abdominal muscles, keeping the chest lifted. Affirm silently, within my every breath is infinite power. Keep back straight so that you can feel an unobstructed flow of energy moving in the spine with the breath. Come out of the pose by inhaling, lengthening the spine, and exhale, feet to floor, and lift the torso to upright. Close your eyes and notice what positive changes that Navasana can bring to the rest of your day. Gently opening the eyes, bring hands together over the heart in prayer position. We'll do Purvottanasana, front stretching pose. Make sure to start this pose with buttocks as far forward on your chair as possible. Inhale as you separate hands and extend arms out to the sides, moving slowly and gracefully. On an exhalation, bring hands palms down behind you onto the seat of the chair, with fingertips pointed away from your buttocks. Tuck the pelvis under like you're bringing your tailbone further between your legs. Then on your next inhalation, let the breath raise the torso and chest upward, bringing you into a smooth backward bend with the head and neck in line with the gentle curve of the back. Or if your neck is vulnerable, then keep chin tucked to chest. Take easy, deep breaths as you hold the pose and mentally affirm. With a burst of energy, I rise to greet the world. With each breath, feel energy bursting within, dissolving the layers of self-limitation that have been holding you back. Allow yourself to release, open, and greet a world of new possibilities. Come out of the pose by inhaling as you sweep arms forward and up, overhead, looking up, and then circle hands around the body very slowly, enjoying each movement to its fullest. Bring hands, palms turned upward on the thighs, and take some deep, full breaths while enjoying the dynamic energy and freedom within your own center. Now let's do an energizing breathing technique called Surya Bheda Pranayama. Use the right hand, bending the index finger and middle finger toward the palm. This hand position is called Vishnu Mudra. Now rest the thumb of the right hand lightly next to the right nostril and the ring and little finger next to the left nostril. Close off left nostril as you inhale through the right to the count of six. Close both nostrils as you hold for six. Release left nostril as you exhale to the count of six. Adjust the count to your comfort as needed. Let's do four more rounds. Inhale right nostril. Hold. Exhale left nostril. Inhale right. Hold. Exhale left. Inhale right. Hold. Exhale left. One more time. Inhale right. Hold. Exhale left. End your practice with hands palms together over the heart. Then bring the forehead forward, touching fingertips to forehead at the spiritual eye. bowing to the highest potential that resides within each of us. May your day be permeated with awareness of divine energy flowing through your every thought, word, and action.